Each week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. If you take a stroll down South Aiken Avenue in Friendship, you might see a sign that reads, "Caution, Tomatoes." The tongue-in-cheek sign is there to let you know a community garden is thriving nearby.
I really wanted to create something where people understand how important it is to connect with nature and also understand how easy it is to grow your own food if you want to grow food. Hello, I'm Kristen Hughes. I started the Octopus Garden about 7 years ago after a fire in the apartment building that was sitting on the space before the garden. The night of the fire, it was very early in the morning, they were still putting out the flames. The gentleman who owned the building was standing on the sidewalk, and I just asked, gosh, I wonder what they're going to do with this place. I live right over there. And it was one of those spontaneous things that you just say, my gosh, I'm going to buy the building. You know, I don't know what I was going to do with a burned out building, but it was kind of a tragic story. A gentleman killed himself, and I wanted to do something really hopeful for the community and just thought, why not start a community garden and see if the community actually embraces something like this. There are 15 beds. We noticed that there were a lot of novice gardeners and we had a lot of expert gardeners. And so a lot of experts said, you know, I really don't need that big of a bed. Why don't you let me share with a family that's trying to learn about gardening? So we have about 19 families that garden today with a pretty significant wait list for people wanting to come in and actually give gardening a try. I share my plot with an older couple that are not as mobile, but absolutely love fresh vegetables. So we tend to, I do a lot of the work, but I also get the benefits of some of her cooking and her stories. She remembers the Victory Gardens that were in Pittsburgh and can tell a really rich history about a piece of Pittsburgh that many of us don't know about. And so through her stories and through our sort of love for the garden bed, we've really connected in kind of a magical way. I think this is just an opportunity to really understand what communities need. And I think every community needs a community garden, and we need more spaces where people can connect with one another and learn about our differences and come to some common understanding through the art of growing something.
Kristen reminds me of my mother, because I had a garden when we grew up, my mother, and she fed the neighborhood as well back in the day. My name is Laverne Stuckey, and I basically, when I go over to the garden, I usually help pull weeds, and she always offers vegetables, and that's another reason why I have no problem pulling weeds. She's so considerate, and I think that's just awesome.
You need a champion. You really need someone who's going to be in the garden every day that can look after things, make sure things that need water get watered, you know, kind of make sure there's like a general order to the place. It's really about people. I think the food is the part that brings us together, but I think it's the interactions that you have with one another when you're in the space that make it really rich. You can't start something like this without the voice of the community and the support of the community. And I think it's the collective action of all of us that come and make this work. And we should be celebrating all of them.
To see pictures of the garden, including its sculptures and Lulu the dog, visit our website, wesa.fm/difference. And while you're there, nominate someone who you think is positively impacting our community.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC, life-changing medicine.